Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Playing with my dog Samson the other day, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I found an area to throw the ball with him.
Because
we don't have a lot of area to throw for him to like really stretch his legs in our backyard.
Yeah.
So I'll throw him in the car and take him somewhere and we'll throw his ball so we get some exercise. Loves chasing his ball. And I found some soccer fields, just some unused soccer fields.
Yeah.
I mean, they use them during the weekends and late afternoons and the evenings, but I go during the day when nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I can just go out there and throw the ball with my dog. No problem at all. And I've been doing it for about a week and a half or so until the other day. Samson and I are just throwing the ball on the soccer field. When all of a sudden a golf cart rolls up with this Croatian man, because I'm in Croatian Park, and he goes, "Hey, your kid's playing soccer later?" This is how the guy talked. I'm not exaggerating his voice.
Okay.
And I go, "Excuse me?" He goes, "Your kid's playing soccer later on this field?" And I went, "Yeah, my kids are playing later."
Oh, Riggs.
Shut up. He doesn't know. This guy doesn't know. I'm lying to him.
What did he say?
I'm lying to him right now, Allie.
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, you can't have dog in park. One time dog beat child and ruined it for everyone.
Didn't you see sign?
And I said, "Sign?" And he goes, "There's sign in front of park. It says no dogs." It's like, I didn't see a sign.
Did you really not see it?
I really didn't see a sign. I just saw a big sign that said Croatian Park. And I was like, oh, cool.
There's a beer garden over there. I thought he was going to be mad that they were like maintaining the grounds and you were ruining them with your dog. Like they actually go out and try to take care of these soccer fields.
No, well, they weren't maintaining anything. This is just a big grass area. There's nothing maintained about this. And it'd be different if he was tearing
it up. I mean, you have to maintain a soccer field,
Well,
you don't
do
nothing to it.
But he's not tearing up or digging up the ground or anything. He's just running around like any kid would be running on a soccer field. It's no different than a child running out there. He's pooped and I picked up his poop. I did pick it up because I'm not going to leave a turd.
I thought you love the dog park. Why don't you just go to the dog park?
Because it's always a madhouse there. There's always some weird random dog that wants to come up and bite at Samson. And then I got to...
Oh, it's the other dog's fault.
Always the other dog's fault. Yes. You know how it is. You have kids.
They want to bite Samson.
Riggs, you have broken the law.
What?
Okay. You are... Hold on. But I am also guilty as well. I feel your pain. And when you don't want to go to the dog park and the park is open, you go there because it's open. And they say no dogs, but you're not hurting anybody.
Don't you remember when I went to the dog park and they told me no kids? Owen was in his stroller. We were downtown on the east side of Estabrook Park. I took Bella to the dog park. Owen was like one. They said no kids at the dog park. It was they said it is a dog.
No kids at a dog park?
He literally did the same thing you were mad about.
What do you mean?
No dogs at the kid park.
but it's clear. It says clearly there. There's no clear sign here.
I don't know. It's just funny that you thought that was okay, but when the guy said no dogs in the kid park, you found a problem
with
that.
Here's the thing.
That
he lied about the sign, you guys. He lied about the sign. Because when I left, the sign said no pets allowed. And I go, Samson's not a pet. He's my child. He is my son.
Nice.
Screw you, Croatian man.
Nice rationalization, though. There's no sign, so I didn't do anything wrong.
See? Hey, turn a blind eye, man.
Hold on. Now, if this Croatian guy would have really gotten angry about this and called the police, and the police showed up to issue you a ticket, which they would have been legally within their rights to do, would you have been like, he's not a pet. He's my son.
100%. Yes.
And that's how Riggs got tased.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
It'll happen someday, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Get over a fight of my dog.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.